From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The legislature will return to Juneau on Thursday to vote on a capital budget that senators and House members have agreed to. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says the bill is unlikely to address the most contentious issues, permanent fund dividends and the oil and gas tax credits.
Clearly, those are going to be the most difficult issues that have to be solved going forward. I don't think they're going to happen in this bill.
The leaders of each chamber polled members, and more than two-thirds supported calling the legislature into session to consider Senate Bill 23, the capital budget. Michicki, who's a leader in the Senate, said some capital projects were already delayed due to delays in the capital budget.
This budget will focus on the federal match, and the primary capital budget line items where both bodies have essentially agreed. I don't think you're going to see the more contentious issues being solved.
Lawmakers haven't provided details about what will be in the compromise agreement they announced last week. The biggest disagreements in the capital budget were over how much to pay out in permanent fund dividends and how much to set aside for oil and gas tax credits. The House voted to fund PFDs to the full amount set by state law. That's $700 million more in fund earnings than the operating budget the legislature passed in June. Some House members said in June that PFDs shouldn't be cut without requiring oil and gas companies to pay more in taxes. Legislature has since passed a bill that does require these companies to pay more. Senate capital budget didn't include any additional money for dividends, but the Senate capital budget did include $288 million more for oil and gas tax credits. The House didn't include any. Senators have noted that the state owes companies more than $1 billion in credits that they must receive. Lawmakers say they'll release details by Thursday. The U.S. Senate has voted to move ahead on health care legislation aimed at dismantling the Obama health law. The vote was 51-50 today in a victory for Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Donald Trump. Last week, McConnell was forced to postpone the vote, lacking the support of conservatives and moderates. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote. In a dramatic turn, Senator John McCain returned from Arizona, where he's battling brain cancer, to cast a crucial vote on proceeding on health care. The vote sets up days of debate and votes on repealing and replacing Barack Obama's health care law. Whatever the Senate approves still requires a vote in the House. Stubbs the cat passed away in the overnight hours between Thursday and Friday, according to his owners. For nearly two decades, Stubbs, so named due to his lack of a tail, was a regular sight for locals and visitors at Nagley's General Store and the West Rib Pub and Grill. In that time, he went from being a store cat to receiving the title of Mayor Stubbs. Talkeetna is unincorporated and has no mayor, but the title stuck, and news of the feline mayor has made international news on multiple occasions. And one quick look at weather. It's 59 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather this afternoon, 20% chance of rain, cloudy, with a high near 62. This is KTOO.